not having illumination is like a dog without a dog biscuit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Not having illumination is like a dog without a dog biscuit. Everyone has illumination. Illumination is rife everywhere. It sparkles in the lives of everyone. It makes our days bright and cheery. It makes life worthwhile. It is natural. It is the most natural thing in the world to experience illumination. We have it all the time. We experience it all the time. It makes our life a delight. In fact, we say, "Oh boy, it is a great day." That's an illumination. "Oh boy, look at how everything is working out so smoothly for me." That's illumination. "Look at all of the magic that's going on in this world." That's illumination. We are illumined in so many ways. We think, "Oh no, no, we have to be illumined like the Buddha was illumined, you know, as he sat under the Boa tree and he came into the awareness of his inner vision. He came into the awareness of inner bliss, and nirvana was opened up to him." And hey, would you like to know something? Each one of you has had that very experience, and only one or two have opened their eyes to the realization they had it, and one of them was the Buddha. He merely opened up his eyes to the realization he had. Buck wrote a book about that not too long ago. He is a psychologist from a university in Canada, and he wrote a book on cosmic illumination. And in writing this book, he wrote about all the people historically that he could find that were written about themselves, who had spiritual illumination, who had a cosmic experience of great import, and they reported this cosmic experience to the world. Now, that's only a tiny portion of the people who have this illumination. You and I have this illumination all the time. We call it a sparkle of enthusiasm. We have one of our people, Ellen, she walks around just like a wonderful bubble, and she's always filled with enthusiasm. She's always filled with wisdom. She's always filled with understanding and delight. And everywhere she goes, she just brings to everyone who talks to her the feeling that, hey, they're wonderful. Life is great. It's wonderful to be alive. It's wonderful to experience these great things that life has created for us, that we've created for ourselves. But now, she lives in a perpetual state of illumination. You say this to her, and I'm sure when she hears this, she'll say too, "Why, that's, yeah," you know, and she'll sputter and she'll protest and she'll say, "I wish that were so. I wish that were so." And you see, those who experience illumination, those who experience this upper level of awareness of the divinity that lies within us, those who are fully in contact with their own illumination would be the last ones to say anything about it, because it is just natural. It is a natural state of being. Some people have a natural state of being in being outside the realm of happiness and joy. Some people live in a life they call a martyr life, and they're quite content there. Some people live a life of constant joy, of constant enthusiasm, of constant illumination, and you say, "Wow, I wish that I had that awareness. I wish that I had that ability. I wish that I could speak on any subject at any time, in any place, and sound, you know, intelligent." Well, you can. You can, because when you write a book, you see, you look at a person who writes a book and you say, "Wow, isn't that wonderful? They're writing a book, and that book tells this story in such a wonderful way." Where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from within them. They have the sparkle within them. They have the genius within them, and they just write and write and write and write. Well, now, a person can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and have the same thing, have this inner wisdom flood out of their consciousness from their inner illumination. Now, little children oftentimes say things that are outstanding, and out of the mouths of babes we say, Well, why do they say it? Because they're uninhibited. They allow the flow to come. Now, they would allow the flow to come even more if they were challenged, if someone said to them, all right, now what's your opinion about how we can bring peace on earth? Woo-wee, you know. And what would a child say? A child would say, well, where there's no love, then there's no peace. So where there's love, there's peace. So let's love the world. Wow. Simple solution. And this is what they do come up with, too. They come up with these beautiful concepts that are utterly amazing and uplifting and illuminating. And it makes you feel just so fantastic. It makes you feel like, wow, if this were only so, if this were only able to be done in such a simple, beautiful way, how good it would be for the world, how fantastic it would be for everyone involved. But no, we don't want to believe that. We want to believe it's some very difficult thing to have illumination. It's some very difficult experience to know illumination. And it isn't. It isn't difficult at all. There was a bunch of children who were asked about love. And one four-year-old son boy said, when asked, what does love mean? He said, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You know that your name is safe in their mouth. What a positive, illumined state. What an inner awareness. That's intuitive. That's listening. When it's safe in their mouth. A little girl, age four, she said, love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Oh, what an illumination that is. And a little six-year-old girl said, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend that you hate. No war is right. My goodness. Six-year-old boy said, love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends even after they know each other so well. And a little girl of eight says, you really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot, because people forget. Love is like an hourglass, with the heart filling up as the brain empties, one lady said. Really, out of the mouths of babes come these simple solutions, and out of our mouth comes these simple solutions. Not having illumination is like a dog without a dog biscuit, but it's so natural. What is natural to a dog? To have his chew bone. What is natural for a human being? To have their love. To have the illumination. To have that inner wisdom, that inner joy, that inner caringness, that inner beingness. And this is something that it means we have to direct our attention to it. Now, you don't really have to. Now, I want to take that back. You don't have to attach your attention to it. You don't have to do that. When you just live who you are as a beautiful, dynamic, fantastic person, and you're listening to the inner illumination at all times and believing what the inner illumination shares with you and following through on it, you don't have to have anyone say in the book of illumined ones, yes, we'll put their name. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are an illumined one when you believe in yourself. How often do we hear of the great people of this world who believe in themselves even after failure after failure after failure, like Abraham Lincoln? He wanted to run for so many different offices and he failed. And he finally succeeded in running for president and became one of the world's greatest presidents. You look at Edison. And he did not succeed in so many experiments he worked with. And in school, he didn't succeed either. But he became one of the great inventors of our world, bringing forth inventions that changed the lives and the experiences of millions and billions and for untold zillions of people yet to follow. How wonderful that is. Illumination is just there for all of us to use. And we just use it because we don't know any better. We use it because it's our nature. It's our natural thing to do. When someone comes to us with a problem, we immediately say, and what sort of result do you want? What sort of condition do you want to experience out of this? Sure, you have this relationship that's gone sour. What do you want to do? You want to get rid of the relationship, or do you want to have the relationship return to its previous experience? What do you want? What do you want? Now, that's illumination, I tell you. And then the other person will say, oh, what I want is them to love me. And you say, well, what do you have to do to get them to love you? What threat must you make to them? What condition must you do to them? What gift must you buy for them? And the person looks at you and says, that's stupid. And you know that's stupid, but you say it. And so then the person says, what would I do? Well, I'd love them. Yes, how about that? You'd love them. How do you get people to love you? You love them. You love them without any need to have them love you back. You just love them because they're so nice. Have you ever petted a cuddly little puppy dog? I've been doing it recently a lot. And did the puppy dog ever make a mistake? Yeah. Did the puppy dog... A mistake? He hasn't learned what the right thing is to do yet. He didn't really make a mistake. He's learning. He's learning. And do you love him conditionally only if he will not make mistakes?
Well, heavens no.
If you did that, there wouldn't be much loving going on. But you love him because he's just so lovable. He is so cuddly. He is so wonderful. You just wouldn't give him up for anything in the world. And you wonder why you haven't taken him on before. And you love him. And he loves you back. And you know the wonderful thing about a puppy dog is they forget. They forget what they did before. They forget the things you consider naughty. They forget the things that you want them to do, and they just snuggle up to you and they just say, hey, I'm here, I like you. And they're wiggly and they're waggly and they're easy to love. Well, now, when we do that to our friends, we do that to our family, we do that to everyone in our world, just love them. And then we like the way they say our name when they say, oh, Herb, you're so nice. I mean, it's just a loving, rolling gentleness on your tongue. And you say, I can't help liking that person, you know. They know how to say my name. And or someone will come up to you that you haven't met before, and they'll say, what is your name? My name is Herbert Byerly. Herbert Byerly. I see. Now, they don't say, what do your friends call you? They don't say, do you have a nickname? They don't say, how can I speak your name in any way that shows you how much respect I have for you and how much love I have for you, how much illumination you have guided into my life. They don't say those things. They love me like a puppy dog. They love me with the joy of their heart, and they say, well, Herbert, it's so nice to talk to you. And Herbert is such a formal, you know, hard name. No, it isn't. Daniel, Herbert, John, Paul, Henry, there's lots of names. George, you know, it's not the name, it's how the name is said. And when my students speak to me and they say my first name, they say, Herbert, or Herb, however they address me. It's not a word that they say that they address me with. It's how they roll that word on their tongue, and how, not that they, they just roll it with love. It's like they're basting it and getting it ready to make a beautiful donut with it, you know, getting it ready to put in the oven and make it so delicious that you just cannot stop eating them, you know. That's these Krispy Kreme type donuts that they have. They're so delicious, you just cannot stop eating them. When people say your name as a Krispy Kreme donut, when people say your name with love, you are illumined to know exactly who they are. Now, You know who they are without their saying anything. You know that they're your creation, and they're wonderful, and they're beautiful. And so you just plain love them. Love them unconditionally. And as you do this, you're illumined to love them. You're divinely guided to love them. Not because they do good things or don't do good things, but just because they are. And they are your creation. And so as you love them, then they in turn can do nothing but love you back. Not that that matters. But the way they roll your name on their tongue, the way they speak your name, the way they share with you, the way they tell you how wonderful you are. They're saying how wonderful they are. They're saying they see in you what they are. And then you can be sure, just sort of supporting your own illumination, you can be sure that they indeed are beautiful, good, fabulous people. Not having illumination is like a dog without a dog biscuit. It is so natural, just so right, so perfect, so good. So, my friend, go out and unconditionally love your world. No matter who or what they are, including yourself. And recognize that you are the one who can do it. And everyone sees it in you too, because you see it in them. Have a lovely day and do beautiful things, and know that you are magnificent because, not only because, but including, I love you, I love you, I love you.